the tenant requested to use a deposit to cover the final 2 months' rent, but the landlord refused. The tenant stopped paying rent, and the landlord sent notices declaring a breach of the tenancy agreement. The landlord personally served a claim summons for outstanding rent. The tenant then later handed over her keys and access cards to the security guard, who returned them to the landlord. The next day, the landlord emailed the tenant announcing the apartment's repossession. Tenant-landlord disputes can be tricky, but things got out of hand when a Singapore tenant lost $360,000 worth of jewelry and accused her landlord of foul play. This case serves as a chilling reminder of the importance of taking specific steps to avoid costly disputes for property owners renting out their units. In this unsettling case, a tenant was prematurely evicted from her Singapore studio flat. She claimed her jewelry and watches vanished after her landlord prohibited her from entering the unit due to unpaid rent. She took the case to the High Court, demanding compensation for her missing valuables, her $4,000 deposit, and around $1,000 for stress-related medical treatment due to the eviction. On the other hand, the landlord argued that the tenant prematurely ended the lease by not paying rent and returning her keys late one night. A day later, the landlord and her real estate agent inspected the apartment and took photos. They even enlisted forensic experts to confirm the authenticity of these images. However, a significant time gap between the tenant's key return and the photo session raised questions about the security of her valuables. The High Court ruling was clear. The tenant couldn't prove her jewelry's existence, let alone that it was left in the apartment in the first place. This case highlights the potential and financial and emotional toll when tenant-landlord relationships sour, with legal fees reaching astronomical heights. Here are three crucial takeaways from this case. Number one, security deposits. What's their purpose? In many disputes like this one, understanding the role of security deposits is vital. Typically, security deposits are meant to cover damages caused by the tenant's misuse of the property or as a safeguard when tenants leave without notice. Landlords typically refund the deposit after a tenant leaves and a damage inspection is conducted. In this case, the tenant requested to use a deposit to cover the final 2 months' rent, but the landlord refused. The tenant stopped paying rent and the landlord sent notices declaring a breach of the tenancy agreement. The landlord personally served a claim summons for outstanding rent. The tenant then later handed over her keys and access cards to the security guard, who returned them to the landlord. The next day, the landlord emailed the tenant announcing the apartment's repossession. This was the High Court's verdict. No wrongful termination of the lease and therefore no compensation for the tenant. Number two, entry rights preventing wrongful eviction. Suppose tenants are still living inside the rented property. In that case, it's critical for landlords not to lock them out, as this can lead to potential claims if tenants suffer losses due to the wrongful eviction. In this particular case, the tenant claimed she was barred from entering her unit because the access code for the front door's electronic lock had been changed. The landlord denied doing this, pointing out that the tenant had the access card, allowing her to open the door anytime. Since there was no CCTV cameras on every condominium floor, the parties relied on the recording from the lift landing cameras. It showed the tenant entering the lift at 10:39 p.m. and leaving the lobby at 10:55 p.m. The court's ruling was this. The tenant was not denied entry because there was no reason for her to linger in front of the main door if she was genuinely locked out. Number three, protecting valuables. Take a prudent approach. The case also highlights the importance of safeguarding valuable possessions. If you have valuable items at home, consider insuring them with a masterpiece insurance policy to compensate you for their theft or fire. For items with special meaning, renting a safe deposit box at a bank can offer an extra layer of security. the tenant claimed her former husband gave her this jewelry after the divorce mediation, and she moved it to her rented apartment. However, the timing didn't add up. The divorce mediation took place after she had moved to the apartment, creating inconsistencies in her own account. The judge ruled that the tenant couldn't prove her jewelry was ever in the studio in the first place, as supported by post-eviction photos showing the unit was vacant. However, she was entitled to a refund of a $4,000 security deposit since there was no damage to the apartment. But as she lost her other claims, she had to pay the landlord's legal fees, totaling $140,000. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channel for more legal things.